This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Supreme Court will take up a Colorado case challenging whether state governments can ban conversion therapy for LGBTQ minors. Roughly half the states prohibit trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through counseling. Opponents say the law violates the speech rights of counselors. Defenders of such bans argue they regulate the conduct of state-licensed professionals. The number of Colorado hospitals at risk of closing is in the double digits. That's based on an analysis from the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
10 hospitals, nearly a quarter of the state's rural total, are at risk of closing. 3 are at immediate risk of closing in the next 2 to 3 years. The report doesn't name the facilities. Rural hospitals often lose money delivering care and don't earn enough revenue from other sources to offset losses. Michelle Mills is CEO of the Colorado Rural Health Center.
We've got 21 rural hospitals operating in the red right now.
Over the past 2 decades, nearly 200 rural hospitals in the U.S. have closed, but none in Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's forests are emitting more carbon than they've been taking in recently due to factors like fires, pests, and diseases. That's according to a study from Colorado State University. Lead researcher Tony Vorster says a lot of forests have been disturbed due to fires or bark beetle outbreaks.
And as they break down and decompose, they slowly release that carbon back to the atmosphere. And we just have so much of that forest area that's been disturbed in recent decades.
Researchers say their new statewide carbon accounting framework will be updated every few years. You can find the latest news at CPR.org and KRCC.org and in the new Colorado Today podcast.